Now you have atoms repeated on a periodic structure, and you can define a translation vector. And the translation vector takes you from one of the Bravais lattice points to another Bravais lattice point. So this is not necessarily from one atom to another, but from a Bravais lattice point to another one. And all of the translation vectors can be written as an integer times a primitive lattice vector, like this one, times another integer, times a different primitive lattice vector, and in three dimensions you need three primitive lattice vectors. So by defining the three primitive lattice vectors, you can write down the translation vectors to any other Bravais lattice one. And so here, there would just be one times the primitive lattice vector in this direction, but to get to that point up there, I would take one step, two step with this primitive lattice vector, and then one with the other primitive lattice vector. But I could reach any other point with a translation vector that looks like that.
The primitive lattice vectors are typically called A1, A2, and A3.